In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world.
So I often feel like somebody ought to pinch me to make sure that I'm... God blesses me to have an opportunity to talk to so many amazingly gifted people and so many neat ministries. Mm-hmm. As we're doing these NRB Chronicles, I'm on the convention floor of the 2022 and National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And then really, really cool, I have Gina with me, and Gina has her own podcast.
Yes.
And Gina, is it Fox?
Yes.
And her podcast is called Anchored by the Sword.
Yes, it is.
And it's a brilliant idea, because you may know this, that in Acts it says that you'll receive power on high, to receive power to be what? My witness.
Yes, yes.
And so what witnesses are, they're people that are actually have a story.
Mm-hmm.
They were an eyewitness to something that God did. And so how cool is it that Anchored by the Sword is stories, right?
Yes.
People's stories of how, right, God interacted in their lives.
Yes, yes it is.
So tell me, how did that happen?
Yeah. Thank you, number one, for having me on today. And it happened, the whole ministry and podcast started when I went through my own personal freedom journey. And I became free from 25 years of bondage to different things. And so when I started the ministry, I really wanted to help people, to connect them with people who can help them out. And then the podcast came about because I really love to hear people's stories. And everybody's got a freedom story. Everybody's got something. You know, it can be the fact that you became a Christian in church camp, or you were born into a Christian family and you followed Jesus the whole time. To major life events that have happened to bring you to Jesus. And on the podcast, we talk to people who have many different freedom stories, and even people who just want to talk about their freedom from perfectionism or from fear, because those are real things too. So it's been great to get a chance to talk to so many people and give people a platform and give people a place to share their stories.
So, wow, you whet all our appetites for your story. So 25 years, you were you're in bondage to what?
Well, there was a lot of things that happened in my past. I went through a couple of abusive relationships when I was a teenager. And I was also raped as a teenager. And so I held on to a lot of the feelings of shame and guilt and all of that from those situations. And I went through a class where I finally got free of that. I broke all the soul ties that had happened over the years. I broke that chain of shame. I broke that chain of guilt. You know, God really guided me through the whole thing. It was a 13-week process. And just at the end, I mean, I did my soul tie session, and I was jumping down the stairs. Like, not falling, but jumping down the stairs, because I was so excited to finally be free. And like I said, to hear people, other people do the same, it's been, you know, God's been so good to me.
Well, you can see it in your smile, Gina.
Thank you.
That, you know, clearly this is not somebody who seems weighed down by, you know, a lot of stuff. It seems like you've got a certain amount of joy, and I find it fascinating.
Thank you.
I'm sure you know all too well that 2 Corinthians chapter 1 says, right, the God of all comfort comforts us so that we can comfort others with the comfort he comforted us with.
Yes.
And so I've seen that in so many different aspects of life, that one time I had an opportunity to do 100 interviews.
Wow.
At the National Convention for Christian Counselors.
Okay.
And they wanted me to interview 100 counselors over the weekend. Like this.
Yeah.
And I prayed, as you might do. Mm-hmm. Like, God, how do I get to the story? How do I find content, you know, that I can do all these? Because I can only do like 4 or 5 minutes a person.
Yeah.
And I didn't know him from Adam, as they sat down.
Right.
And so I just God gave me this question, and they would sit down, and I'd go, okay, so you probably heard 2 Corinthians chapter 1, lay the God of all comfort. And I would just say the verse like that, and then I would look at them, and I'd say, so how does that work out in your ministry?
Mm-hmm.
And then one after the other, like if they were counselors for people that were having abortions,
uh-huh.
guess what? They'd had an abortion. If they were counselors for people that had attempted suicide,
yes.
guess what? They'd been cured, you know. And time and time and time and time again, that there was the story
yes.
of how they'd been set free, mm-hmm. and then what did God do?
Right.
And so I find it fascinating. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, it says that God, you know, the truth shall set you free. And then it also says that, you know, that our testimonies, just how powerful they are, that we overcome by our testimonies in the blood of the Lamb. And just giving people a place for their stories to come to light, and it's not hidden anymore.
So I don't know if you've seen this, but maybe you have. But I'm just guessing, right, uh-huh. as I look at the situation, and I go, I wonder if part of what Gina was in bondage to was not sharing her story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? That mm-hmm. now she's out there. What's she doing? She's helping everybody share their story. So
yes.
I'm guessing. I'm just guessing that they play a significant role, right,
mm-hmm.
in letting the light come into that situation that had been so dark because you were sharing that with no one, right?
Right. No, I didn't share it with people for a long time. Certain parts of my story, I didn't even share it with my husband for a long time. And we've been married together for 22 years. And there was parts that he didn't even know because I didn't talk about it with anybody. But now it's like, okay, I'll talk about it with whoever wants to hear. And I did a whole episode about my story, and, you know, it's like, God
right.
did it. God did it.
And so, in your marriage, right, I would imagine, was he more free to share his? Did you find out some stuff after you spilled a few beans that he hadn't shared with you?
He's actually pretty open. He's pretty open about everything. So, I pretty much knew a lot of things about him early on. But I was always kind of tight on the vest about some things, and I was always afraid about how people would react and people would take what I was saying. So I didn't share my stuff for a long time, and you know, I didn't know how he would react. So, you know, yeah, there was just some things. It took a long time for me to share. So,
and there's something, I mean, it's really cool when you bring God into the story and you allow him.
Yes.
But it's also really cool when you allow the person with flesh on, right?
Yeah.
To like your husband.
Yeah.
Gets to know the real you that you've been
yeah.
hiding for 25 years.
Yeah.
And he still loves you.
Yes. And he's been so grace-filled and so amazing and, you know, just a great support for me. And, you know, he still loves me, so...
And he let you come to the NRB, or is he here?
No, he's at home taking care of our animals. I have three fur babies. I have a cat and a beagle terrier mix that's two, Rascal, and Hazel, who is 4-month-old basset hound.
How fun.
So he's got his hands full at home, but I'm so grateful to him for taking care of all that so I could come here.
So are you local here?
No, I live in North Canton, Ohio.
Wow, so did you drive down?
Yes, I did.
How exciting.
It was a beautiful drive until I hit rain in Kentucky.
So how did you hear about the National Religious Broadcasters Conference?
Through Spark, the Spark Network. They told us about this conference, and I came down for their pre-conference for 2 days. And they're like, you really should check this out, too. You know, you can check out the expo floor and meet a bunch of people. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, let's do that.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Well, so I'm so grateful you did.
Yes.
I'm so grateful you came down here. Very nice to meet you, Gina.
Very nice to meet you, and thank you for having me on your podcast.
It's wonderful. God bless.
You too. Thank you.